Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's April 12th, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filion. Here, of course, with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
I am sick as a dog, but I'm here. I'm here for you.
Yeah.
We got to record. I'm a man of my word. We're doing this. Let's go.
Good.
If I sound really excited, I guarantee it's all a lie. But there is some cool stuff, so stay tuned. But first, we're going to talk about the events. So we got three events this time. The first up, we've been talking about it for several weeks now. We got the Style Cup 3. Still love the name. April 30th in Repentigny.
So that's a Blood Bowl tournament, four game, approved by NEF, pre-registration at $35, $40 at the door. That includes a lunch and dinner. You can find more information in the show notes.
Moving right along, we have the ND Open 8, May 7th and 8th.
Big 2-day event by the Norton Defender Group. The program is available online. All the tournaments are there. There's War Machine, 40K, Ninth Age, X-Wing, Guild Ball, and Infinity. There is also the Big Figurine Quebec Painting Contest on the Saturday, so on the 7th. Registration are still going until the first weekend of May, if I remember correctly, May 2nd. So go register.
Nice. And last but not least, we have the Capital City Bloodbath, August 19th to 21st.
Yeah, so that one is the first time we are talking about it. That's run by the Canhammer and OnePlus Armor group from Ottawa. So the podcast and YouTube channel guys we have talked about previously in the big show. So it's a three-day event, a bunch of wargaming tournaments. You have AOS single and double, 40K single and double, a bunch of War Machine Hordes, different formats, some X-Wing, and even Batman miniature game. On top of that, there is also a garage sale. You can already register on the site. It's at the EY Center in Ottawa. They also have a deal with a nearby hotel, so you can reserve your room already. We'll have a link in the show notes or the price description, because not all the tournaments are the same price. Some are single day, some are double day, so it's better to check on the website.
Awesome. So that takes us right into news. As always, we're going to start with our non-crowdfunding stuff. And first up, big news, we've got Spartan Games launching the Halo Ground Commander pre-order. Sorry, Ground Command pre-order.
So Spartan Games have had a Halo Fleet Battle for a year now, I think, which was the space game. And they're going now for the ground version. So you'll have... The scale is 100th? 1/100th? I don't know how to say scales in English.
1/100th, you're right.
Okay, that's good. And that, which is about 15 millimeter. So you'll have infantry and vehicles. The starter is online right now as pre-order. And I think it's releasing at Salute, so next week probably. Oh, no, shipping summer 2016.
I was going to say, I think it's summer, yeah.
Yeah. So you have, it's a two-player starter, so you have armies for both sides, the UNSC and the Covenant, a bunch of custom dice, all the game total you need, and even some scenery.
Nice. So basically, it's everything you need in one box.
Yes.
Cool. Next up, we have Warlord Games releasing The Citadel Plastic Castle.
So if you've old enough to remember the Game Workshop Plastic Castle, it's about the same thing, but with a round tower instead of square.
You know, that's exactly what I thought of when I saw it. You know something? I have most of HW Castle. I have all the walls, but none of the towers.
I think I have three towers, but no walls.
Well, we should let our powers combine to build a useful piece of terrain.
Yeah, so it's a big plastic castle, nothing more complicated than that. The texture is pretty simple, so it's nothing home to write about, but if you want a big sturdy piece, that's a good one.
Yeah, it looks like that'll fit the bill.
It's not free, though. The basic price is $300 US.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Not only does it look like GW's castle, it's priced like it, too.
Yes.
And speaking of GW, Angels of Death is going on pre-order.
Yeah, so Angels of Death is a Space Marine completion book, I think. You know more about that than I do, so I'll let you go.
Oh, thanks for the heads up, Antoine. Yeah, so Angel of Death is a expansion book for the existing Adeptus Astartes book. It's going to have new formations. It's going to have new psychic powers described in it. And it comes in, I think, at a pretty reasonable price. I think it's around $40 Canadian. So that's pretty slick.
I like the cover. I'm not a ultramarine guy usually, but I like the
big design. The big centurion standing on there with the guns. Yeah.
Yeah, the color the and the how they assembled it. I think it looks good.
Yeah. So let me go look for some information while we're stalling. Excellent. Okay. So yeah, to get some more details out there, it's 4 new army list entry data sheets, 14 new formations, and then a bunch of background and news. This is really cool. Rules for using the Cataphracti Terminators, Contemptor Dreadnought, and Terminator Captain that you got in your Kalth box set in your games of 40K.
Oh, that's good.
So that's pretty neat. And it's got some new Warlord traits and relics and stuff. So yeah, it's worth checking out for price point. I think it's going to be an awesome expansion to 40K if you're a Space Marine player.
And one thing to note about they have new psychic discipline and stuff like that. And that's not for just the basic Space Marine. That also impact the Blood Angel, Dark Angel, Space Wolf, Grey Knight, and Death Watch, which have their own book.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get a little bit of something for everyone who wears power armor. Unless you're a Sister of Battle.
Yeah.
All right. Other big news. This was like ground shaking today. Privateer Press has announced that Mark III for War Machine Hordes coming in June.
And for those not in the know, Mark are the edition. So it's a third edition coming at Lock and Load on the June 16th and general release at the end of the month on the 29th. So big news, pretty game changing. They've released a Prime Cast, which is their official podcast today, and a bunch of info got out. So they are moving the fluff forward a couple of years. Some Signar, which is one of the main faction, will have a change of rulership, so that will probably impact a lot of mercenary and stuff like that. They are changing the point system a bit to have, they are doubling most of the points just to allow some more latitude in casting units. The main focus of the game, which are the War Jacks and the War Beast. Usually your Warcaster, which is your general, casted, gave a bunch of points specialized that you could only put in War Jacks and War Beasts. And they are upping that amount, so it will
encourage you to take even more.
Force you to play more Warjack Warbeasts, or as Paul said, encourage you to play more of them.
Yeah, I mean, there's no point in not playing them, right? They're free. So
yeah, and the rules will also let you work with your Warjack a lot better than they do right now. So
they've changed the resource mechanics for both Hordes and War Machines, so it's cool. Yeah. One small correction, Antoine. The Lock and Load's actually June 10th to 12th. Okay, and I believe the rules released on the 11th in the evening.
Okay, so I don't know where I read 16. It's probably something I misremembered.
Yeah, mark it down in your calendar, folks. I corrected Antoine on something. This doesn't happen.
Oh, it's the second wink in a row.
So I'm wondering who you are. What'd you do with my Antoine?
Too much work.
Yeah.
Oh, some other stuff. So in the release, they will also release 9 new battle bucks for all the 9 main factions, which will include completely new warcasters or warlocks and new loadouts. So let's say I'll pick one in particular because I knew it. The Trollbloods will get still 3 light beasts, but the new warcaster, but they switch the light beast loadout. So it's no longer 2 Impaler and an Axer. It will be a Bouncer and Impaler and an Axer. And I know the other faction also had some change, like Uplicator and one of the 2 Warjack in the box is not the same anymore.
That's right. You get the it's the one you can build out of the Juggernaut kit that's got the range gun. I can't remember what it's called. I've never used one.
A Decimator, maybe?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay.
I've never fielded one, so... I don't think I've ever seen one fielded, now I think about it. So maybe that's a good sign. That's a good sign. In the battle box, see some new stuff. Maybe we'll see Mana Wars on the table again.
Yeah, because they're not just adjusting the point size. They have reworked every unit in the game. Yeah. So there will be big change. And we've started to hear rumor and pre-info about it, and that will probably continue until June.
Yep. And for those folks who went to Adepticon, if you register with Privateer Press, in your swag bag, you got a card. If you gave your email in, they give you a free army book at the booth. Well, if you did that, then they also should check your inbox, because you'll have an email from them offering you free updated cards for the two-player battle box they give out at Adepticon, and a link to download the new rules on June 11th, I think, when they become available.
And if you didn't, you can write to the front desk. The info is on their website, and you might be able to still get those.
Absolutely. Are we done now?
Yes, I think.
Excellent. Okay. So next in line, we have Hawk War Games with some new Drop Zone Commander releases.
So not a lot of those, but one new model for each of the five factions, and those are double kits. So all five existing units have a new weapon loadout, which now come in the double unit and a blister. So the same blister can do one of the old one and the new one. So for, let's say, the resistance, there was something, you could get a storm wagon and in a blister, and now the blister includes the bits to do also a thunder wagon, which is a new unit with a bigger missile instead of a bunch of small missile. And the same thing for all factions. So new stuff, and the we'll probably know more at Salute next weekend about the new book that should be coming soon.
That's true, and they're due for a new book.
Yep.
Should be cool. All right. Well, that is going to end that, and that takes us into our Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. And we have some really cool items in here this week. So first up, we have Soda Pop Miniatures with Rail Raiders Infinite.
So Soda Pop love their chibis, and it's a very chibi game. But this time, instead of being a dungeon delve, it's a space cowboy team. So you are a bunch of cowboys or gangsters, not too sure, raiders, a bunch of raiders, it's right in the title. And you attack space trains to get loot, and you confront the space lawbots that are protecting the train. This game is not a co-op like the previous game Solo Pop did for Super Dungeon Explorer, so this one will be a versus game. You're all against the lawbot, but you are also against the other player to get the more loot.
It sounds good. You know what? It's very reasonably priced at $50.
Yes.
For the ton of minis you get in there. I have to admit, I have a little bit of a negative feeling towards Soda Pop to do Relic Knights, but this game has me pretty much convinced to back them.
Mm-hmm. And Relic Knights, a lot of people were burned by it, but their latest Kickstarter, which was Super Dungeon Legion and Forgetting King, which has already delivered, went great.
Yeah. So, no, absolutely.
Not that they are alone on their side. They are not working with another company, and they are also in the know with the more board game side instead of a miniature game side. I see no problem upcoming for that game.
So that campaign runs until April 22nd. Next up, we have Joke Minis Odyssey Argonauts.
So those are, how would you say that? Sci-fi Argonauts? Sci-fi robots?
Yeah, sci-fi. They look like I was saying before with the show, they kind of make me think of, like, you know, Mayan or something. I don't know. They're cool looking, whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
People go check them out because they're cool looking minis.
Yep. They're pretty tall. They're pretty big models also. They don't have a game to go with, so it's just a cool line to use in any other game you want to proxy them in.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Scorn for the
Maybe for the statues.
Yeah, for the statues there with the soul
immortals,
gems.
Yeah.
They're kind of cool.
Yeah,
I don't know what I'd use them for, but I'm sorely tempted, I have to admit.
Yeah, they look good.
Yep. And this is backed already. There's 9 days to go, and it ends on the April 21st. Next up, Cryptozoic Entertainment is running Ghostbusters, the board game 2 Kickstarter.
Yeah, so they did a board game on Kickstarter for the Ghostbusters, the first one, a couple of years ago, and now they're coming at it again with new characters. It's a full board game. It's not just an extension, but it's based on the comic series and not the movies. So you have a bunch of characters you might know, like they go against Viggo and his ghost army, but they also from Ghostbusters 2, the movie, which was also in the comics, but also a bunch of characters that were not in the movies. There's three new campaigns in the box, a bunch of models, and they're already funded and into stretch goal land, so only more stuff is going to come as time goes.
But does it come with a giant plastic Statue of Liberty?
It comes right now with a tile of the Statue of Liberty. I don't know if... maybe it's a stretch goal to get a statue of it.
That would be awesome. That would make me back that game, just saying. And that runs till May 9th, right?
Oh, yeah. There's a stretch goal for Lady Liberty as a 100mm vehicle miniature. So, yes.
Okay, how far away from that stretch goal?
It's unlocked. It was the first one.
Oh, well, there we go. Let me get my credit card. All right.
Have you mentioned the date for that one?
Yeah, I said it was running till May 9th.
Good. I was looking for the Statue of Liberty, so this time...
I'm being good this week. Yeah. I'm being good this week. I've got it unlocked, you know? All right, so next up, Cool Mini or Not, running Rum and Bones, the Second Tide.
So, new box for Rum and Bone, that another Kickstarter that Cool Mini did 2 years ago, was delivered this year. So, a bunch of new crews. There's a... Maria de la Muerta, which is a bunch of Spanish guys, and also Denizen of the Depth, something like that. I'm blanking on the name. The Deep Lords, which are a bunch of fish and creature of the seas, like a whale man, a shark man, and stuff like that. A siren. So two new crews in the game with all their deckhands, and not just the heroes, and a bunch of stretch goals, because that's Cool Mini, so they have a ton of stuff as it's unlocking, and probably new crews, the same way they did for the first Kickstarter.
Yeah, the minis look very, very cool.
Yes.
I haven't played the game, so I don't know what the first game is like, and I haven't watched the play video for this one, but the quality of sculpts looks excellent.
Yeah, the Rum and Bones works as a MOBA style of play. So
interesting.
You control your heroes fully, but all the mob of regular dudes are regulated by the game.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's an assault, so you need to take out the mast or the objective on the other boats, and your heroes can buff each other and buff the troops that move along on their own. I haven't tried it, but I've watched a couple of the how to play videos.
Oh, cool. Well, maybe worth checking out. And that runs till April 28th. Next up, Fragged Empire RPG, Protagonist Archive and Miniatures.
So we don't usually talk about RPGs, but this one has a bunch of really cool miniatures that you can order alone, so you don't need to get the RPG if you don't want. It's a science fiction RPG. And it's an expansion for it. Fragged Empire is the game, but Protagonist Archive is a new expansion book. And there's a bunch of nice miniatures if you're into sci-fi, if you want models for your own RPGs, be it Fragged Empire or another one, or maybe proxies for other games. They have 9 different models right now. You can see some sculpts, but mostly they're all renders. And they cost $20 Australian each.
Which is about 20 Canadian, if I recall correctly.
So we're about on par. So they're pretty nice. So
yeah, I was looking at them, and they kind of have almost a Shadowrun-y feel to some of them. Mm-hmm. So
Yeah.
I think if you like that kind of sci-fi, urban sci-fi feel, I think this probably has a lot of good miniatures for you to look at. I also seem to have some, like, animal humanoid animal, like sci-fi stuff. You seem to have like a giant cat man and a giant ape man. Definitely cool. All right. Last one for tonight.
Oh, before this
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah, sorry. This one runs. had to happen, right? It had to happen.
They're already funded and they go until May 7th.
That's right. Runs till May 7th. I was doing too good. I get cocky. Yeah, so last but not least, we have Antoine's strange pick of the week. Granny Grading Armies, a budget wargaming rulebook.
Okay. So if you're old enough, you probably remember seeing that at one of your grandparents' place, like plastic grading, plastic semi-transparent grading that were used to do, how do you like crochet work or needle work?
There's a needle point, yeah.
Kinda. Yeah, needle point or just, so they were patterned in yarn through the grading. And those were used to do, craft stuff like a cover for a tissue box or whatever. So the game is the Kickstarter goes for a basic rule book for historical miniatures and explains how to do your own miniature with grading. So it's super cheap and you can get the basic pledge is £3 to get the PDF and all the information on how to do your own army with a sheet of grading. So
that's
out of left field.
Yeah, it's out of left field, but why not?
Yeah. And even if you don't use a grading, it's a rule set for £3 that you could use probably with any small scale miniatures. Like if you have 10 millimeter
War Master
historical or War Master, either Ancients or the Fantasy version, you could probably use that rule set. So
yeah, it seems to have. it seems to. Sorry, I can't even. I keep looking at the pictures. All I can do is laugh. But it seems to be a pretty versatile rule set for historical players. And, just the idea of making miniatures out of this plastic grating makes me chuckle. So it's worth looking at just for a laugh, folks.
Yes.
And that Kickstarter runs until April 24th. And I don't think he's funded yet. He is halfway, a little less than halfway there.
Yeah.
Yeah, with 12 days to go. So here's hoping. All right. And on that note, I think we're done, Antoine.
Yes, we are.
All right, so that's it. See you next week.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Read our blog at geeksofthenorth.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth. Or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, on Twitter at PRFilio and Antoine at Eltonio Berg. See you in 2 weeks, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com where you will find Almost Podcast, a fan-driven companion podcast for the Almost Human television show. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.